T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, which team will be the next to make the NCAA tournament? That was yesterday's daily Twitter poll. Pitt, Duquesne, or Robert Morris? Could be Duquesne if they keep winning. Could be right now.
Put them up.
Put them up. I watched that game yesterday, man.
It's so Richmond, fun to have basketball on at 11 in the morning.
I know. Richmond had a guy whose left hand was broken. He looked like Jesus, which was odd because if he looked like Jesus, he probably should have been playing for Duquesne and not Richmond. But anyway, he was like their big guy.
Jesus Shuttlesworth or
no,
Jesus
no,
Christ?
No, Jesus, the Jesus, like the big guy. He had long hair, he had a headband, he looked like Jesus. But anyhow, his hand was kind of like broken, or his finger was, and you could tell he could really only use one hand. And if he would have been healthy, I think he may have caused a bit of a difference. But Tavian Dunmartin's like my favorite player maybe ever, because he's like as big as Muggsy Bogues, and he does so much. Anyway, back to the Twitter poll. Pitt was 49.7% of the respondents, Duquesne 30.3%, and Robert Morris 20% of the respondents. But Duquesne was so fun to watch. And Keith Dambrot after the game is just, he was great. We would have him on, but he's preparing for an 11 o'clock tip-off. If it would be a little later, he would
Hopefully
come on.
Hopefully they win today and tomorrow, and we can have him on next week before the A-10 championship. How about that?
That would be great. But he was just great. I love just the stuff he says is just fascinating. And they play really good defense watching that game yesterday. I mean, they locked people down. They did foul a three-point shooter with like a minute left, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's when you think the wheels are going to come off. Like, what
that?
Are we doing?
But anyway, good on the Dukes. Put up your Dukes. I can't wait for the world to open back up again, though, to be able to get in that building, to have a real crowd in that building, to see what Pitt's doing, to have Andy Toole really get his feet wet in the new conference, to have college basketball around here kind of like work the way it's supposed to. We need to have a cycle of college basketball working the way it's supposed to in Pittsburgh. And
I can't wait to have Andy pestering you about going to a game out at Robert Morris again, too.
I was going to go to their NCAA game. Is what I told him. I'm going to go, and it got canceled, the NCAA game. I don't care if it was going to be in Santa Monica, if it was going to be in Austin, Texas, Chicago. I was going to their NCAA game. So I can say that forever, you know? And he can't negate it.
He can't argue it.
Can't deny it.
He can't negate it. Today's daily Twitter poll, it's the weekend Twitter poll. Do you like Ben Roethlisberger's restructured one-year deal? 68.9% of you say, yeah, why not? 31.1% of you say, no, I do not like it. All right, I can't figure this out. I sent Chris an email this morning. Let me see what time I sent it. I sent Chris an email at 4:05 a.m. 4:05 a.m. it says, and I just said I didn't write this in the email, but I'm gonna say it on the air. I can't figure out what the hell this says. So, Chris, why don't you try to figure out what the hell this says and report back to me and report to the fans what the Ravens are trying to do in terms of the overtime?
Colin, I've had 2 hours and 46 minutes to analyze this, and I still have no freaking clue. The Ravens always come up with these cockamamie rule change ideas, and they've got a new one. According to Pro Football Talk, they've proposed a rule that is based around changing overtime, the start of overtime, to what's called a spot and choose concept. Under this rule, I'm just going to read directly from the story, so hopefully it makes sense. One team would choose the yard line where the overtime drive starts, and the other team would choose offense or defense. So, for instance, Team A and Team B go to overtime. Team A wins the coin toss. They would pick the spot on the field where the first drive of OT would start. They could pick their own 10-yard line. They could pick the opposition 10-yard line. But then Team B gets to choose whether they want to play offense or defense. Overtime would go back to being sudden death and would only be 10 minutes, but you would essentially create a reality show concept at the beginning of overtime.
Wait.
Where one team says, okay, well, we want the overtime period to start on our own 25-yard line, for example. And then the other team would get to say, oh, really? Really? You'd like to start on your own 25? You think you can drive the length of the field on us, huh? Well, screw you. We want to go on offense.
This can't work. Here's why. Because I would say we want to pick our – well – okay.
It's
so asinine. The first team gets to pick the spot of the ball.
The yard line. Yeah.
Okay.
The second team gets to pick whether they get the ball there or not. I pick
our own one. Okay?
Yep.
I pick our own one. Then they say we get the then they could just punch the ball in, right? Or
right.
Okay, so they would get, so what would you pick? Like the 50? Would you
most coaches or teams are gonna
35?
They're gonna have some guy in the back office who does all the statistical analysis and is really smart, analyze like the start of every drive over the last 25 years in the NFL, and say, hey, the most advantageous spot, regardless of who has the ball, is your own 43-yard line, right? A 43 and a half. Make sure it's on the half-yard line, coach. And they'll say that, and then teams will say, well, if it starts at the 42, you take the ball. If it starts on the 45, you give the ball. And
it'll just work.
Bringing too much nuance to something that needs to be simplified. Half the players don't even understand how overtime works anymore.
And it would be sudden death. Would a field goal win too, though? Or would
Yes. Okay. A field goal would win.
Here, I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. They're going to go and they're going to research all you just said. All of that. They're going to have somebody, and then it's going to get voted down. And it's going to be all for naught anyway. But
yes,
there's
no way this gets approved because NFL owners are deathly afraid of any kind of seismic shift like this. If you want to change overtime to make it less confusing, which apparently they're not interested in less confusing, if you want to change overtime, just revert back to sudden death. Like, just go back to that. Whoever scores first wins.
I can name that tune in three notes. Okay. Right.
I don't understand. I was picking a yard line. Like, no one's going to pick a yard line inside their own 35. Because, to your point, the other team can just take the ball and kick a field goal.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? The ball's going to constantly end up in the middle of the field, and it's going to end the same way sudden death games have always ended, where one team converts like three first downs and kicks a 52-yard field goal to win.
At some point, we're just going to have a spelling bee. I mean, it's just going to – I don't know how we're going to decide this, but this is just – this is – we're making it far too hard. We're making it so difficult in overtime. You know, what's wrong with ties, by the way? What just put 10 minutes on the clock and let's go.
Yeah, well, that's – and one of the proposals that I read in this story is actually being debated as well, is shortening overtime even more to like 7.5 minutes, but playing the whole thing. And regardless of what – so you score three touchdowns in overtime, you score three touchdowns in overtime, you win the game by 21. Or, you know, if it goes back – if nobody scores, then it's a tie.
A true fifth period,
and I'm fine
right?
with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm fine with that too. But just make it clear. We don't need runners starting on second and two guys on the ice. Like, enough with the tweaking of the way the game is played to figure out a winner in an extra period. Just say, hey, whoever scores wins.
If you want to get real quirky, what I think should happen, honestly, if you want to get super quirky and make it like super jock, you should have – they should designate a lineman should have to try to kick a field goal. And they should just – I would watch that stuff.
Yes.
You get a lineman on either side of the ball, and he has to be a lineman. And he has to go out there, and nobody's rushing. You just put him out there like they do when they call a guy out. They're like, let's welcome in Tony Abadarka from Baldwin. And then he comes down like they used to welcome on the field.
Yes,
and you hold the ball on the 10, and they just have a field goal. It has to be a fat guy. And they have the alignment. And they have a kicking contest, and they just match it like a shootout form. You make it, okay, the next guy needs to make it or your team loses. And it can't be a kicker. It has to be a lineman. I'll watch that. I'm into that.
I'm all for that.
Let's go with that.
If we're going to get weird, let's get weird. Let's go all in.
Yep. All right, so that's that. Lots to get into. We talk hockey. We talk football. Mike DeFabo, Post-Gazette, coming up at 8
o'clock. I like
how
you said that like we had figured anything out about what they actually wanted to do. Well, that's that. We still have no earthly idea how this thing would actually work.
No, no. And whoever drew that up should be fired for thinking of it. Anyway, they're on the gas in Baltimore.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
The secret's oat. For nourishing your sensitive skin, start each day with Aveeno's Daily Moisturizing Body Wash to gently cleanse and help preserve your skin's moisture barrier. Then slather on the Daily Moisturizing Body Lotion for 24 hours of clinically proven hydration. This powerful combo gives you 2 times the moisture in 2 easy steps, thanks to both nourishing oat formulas. Get softer, smoother skin and shop Aveeno now at Target.